भजामि राधाम् अरविन्द नेत्रम् स्मरामि राधाम् मधुरस्मिताश्याम् वदामि राधाम् करुणाभराद्रम् ततो मम नास्ति गतिर्न कापि. At first, I am giving my heartly expressions and devotion in the lotus of my Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Ashtottar Sarsmad Bhakti Pragyan Keshwama Goswami. I am also offering my so much Shraddha, honor to the lotus feet of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and to my Gurudev, and also Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. By causeless mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, we are seeing so many devotees in Poland, a very little country, but yet here I was not understanding that there we will meet so many devotees here. But it is the grace of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He came to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and especially of his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada. Whole world knows Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati as a Prabhupada. But any devotee can know his Gurudev by Prabhupada, know her. But at that time, the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur for giving a special kind of honor to his Gurudev, they did not like to be called as Prabhupada in India. But anyhow, the disciples of Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, they call Bhaktivedanta Swami as Prabhupada, no harm. Anyone can use this word. So when we do Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, we think our whole Guru Parampara from top to beginning. So we can use this word for his Gurudev. But if any Gurudev has some feeling that it is used for our Gurudev, so I should not take it. Then this is another thing. Otherwise anyone can. Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Sripad, all are used for Gurudev. When I came here, especially today, I was overjoyed to see that when Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj came penniless in a ship, Sindhya navigation, having no paisa at all, with own torn dresses, a one torn Gita, and three volumes of only Srimad Bhagavatam. This was only the aspects of Swami. Nothing more. And one jodi kartal. No? And the mantra, two mantras. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Sivur Bhakti. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu order was that very soon a day will come that devotees will preach my this name What name? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordering. This order of Chaitanya. My name Krishna. My name Ram. My name Hare. My name Gaur. This will go to each villages, so in whole world. So Swamiji had not come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come in this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, any follower, especially Swamiji, had not come, to gain something from them. Any rupees, earth,
wealth,
dollars, or pounds, or anything. He has come to give. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really is this dhan,
treasure
to everyone. That a man can, not only devotees, anyone in which year it will go, whether he bent be tree, grass, animals, man, gods, goddesses, anywhere it will go. It will go in the ear. And it will take them towards Krishna, towards God, for which they have come. Not for any worldly gain they have come. So then Swamiji came with not a single coin which was फूटा हुआ कोई कैन लेकर के नहीं आया मीन्स पेनीलेस लाइक पेनीलेस दैट टाइम देर वॉज नो वन टू गिव स्वागतम टू हिम वेलकम टू हिम अलोन ही कैन मल्ली चैतन्य महाप्रभु राधा कृष्ण वेर विथ हिम एंड हिज गुरुदेव एंड गुरु परंपरा वॉज But it was not seen from outside. All were saying that he was alone. But actually he was not alone. Sometimes in the ship he may see like this, felt like this, that I am alone. But at the same moment he knew that Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, all Guru Parampara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, with his whole family, with Ashta Sakhis, Lalita Vishakha and all Rukmanjari and all others with Dham, all are here. He felt. So I'm thinking that he has made a platform in whole world, each country, that so many devotees with so many mardangs, kartals, with Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, they are receiving me. So my tears are not. When I think that in these countries there is not single devotee. From India so many persons used to come, but there is no Ekantik Vaishnava. Ekantik Vaishnava, you know? Pure Vaishnava. Not pure. Ekantik Krishna and pure, there are so many differences.
Fixed to Radha Krishna.
Yes, especially to Radha Krishna. They may be Narayan, Dwarkadhish, they may be to Ramachandra, they may be to another. They may be pure Vaishnava. Ramanuji is pure Vaishnava, his followers are pure Vaishnava. Dwarkadhish, Radha Rukmini's followers are also pure Vaishnava. But not Ekantik Braj Krishna, Brajandanandan Shyam Sundar, not there. I am seeing so many devotees just waiting for me with Kirtan and Mridang and so much things. Not 200-300 but in lakhs perhaps everywhere. So I am overwhelmed by this thing. what miracle he has done in a very, very few years. Yes. If he was more time, he would have done so much miracles more. Now, one thing also I think, that when he came, there are so many obstacles. All eating, not only eggs and fleshes, but also cows, no? And everything, doing merry, eating, doing and marrying. They don't know who is Krishna, who is the top personality of Godhead. Even there were so many persons, they knew God, and they were praying only that God give me bread and butter, and that's all, not more than that. But Swami Maharaj played a so good role that in a very little time, devotees like you, especially for Radha and Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, no? He has done such things. I know him from very beginning, when he met in Mathura. He was very friend of our Gurudev from beginning. He came to Mathura, and one day he told me a story that when I took initiation from the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, I took initiation, and he told that you should preach in Western countries in English language. Then he frequently used to come there to meet Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And he read a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yadajasya anugrahanami harishe tad dhanam shanai. No? The meaning of this shloka is that those who take the shelter of Krishna, Krishna takes everything, and he becomes a street beggar. No? And if he does not give up Krishna at the same time, then Krishna gives everything to him. So he was telling that I was so afraid of this thing, that he will take my everything, and then what I will do? I'm living with my wife, children. Now I'm the manager of any medical, anything, you know?
Bengal Chemical.
He was at that time manager. No, he was manager. And if he was stuck there for some time more, he could have been the owner of that company. But anyhow, he missed the managership. And he left hand. He came to Allahabad, and he began to meet a free his actual
organization
of producing medicines. And he built a very good business there. A factory was opened there, and so many persons were engaged to do this. But in no time he felt the factory was given to others. Then he began a shop of medicines. But gradually these also went away. Then he began to do some business of medicines, very little, doing himself, and used to sell. And at then that was also gone. And at that time penniless he came to our Gaudiya Math, Keshavji Gaudiya Math in Mathura. I respected her. And I knew, I had met before to Calcutta, in Calcutta, so I knew him. So I gave her so much honor. Just to prepare myself, chapati with ghee and so many vegetables, and he was so much pleased with me. Then we became bosom friends. But at that time I was Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj, and he was
Abhay Charanar Bhakti.
I told that you are so much a qualified person, you should take sannyas at once, without delay. At the same time he told me that story that I was fearing, that everything will take Krishna and I will be beggar. Now I am saying that I am becoming beggar and beggar, and at last I will be the straight beggar, perhaps by taking sannyas. In the same moment our Gurudev came from Navadvip, and they embraced each other. Gurudev Maharaj also, I told to my Gurudev that he should take sannyas. Guru Maharaj told him to take sannyas and to preach everywhere. An old man of about 99 years, his name was Sanatana Prabhu, disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He came at once and told him, "Oh, you are fearing. I am 99 years of old, and I will take, if you will take sannyas, I will also take sannyas." Then he told her, "Yes, I will take sannyas." Then on his sannyas day, there was an occasion, good occasion.
19.
Huh?
Purnima.
Purnima.
1959.
Purnima. I made dand myself. I wrapped the cloth on that, gave mantra to that Ajay Narayan. I made cloth, Bahirvas and Uttariya for him. And he did not knew how to wear these cloths and how to take. Then Guru Maharaj came and for Jagya was done, and Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, perhaps you have not seen anyone. He began to do kirtan at so many brahmacharis, and sannyas was given to him. Then he became Bhakti Vedanta. I was Bhakti Vedanta first, but perhaps he was first Bhakti Vedanta. His Gurudev Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gave him nickname. Abhay Charanar Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Bhakti Vedanta. So he was senior from me, thus. And in sannyas junior to me, in bhakti senior to me, in cyclic orders. When he used to meet me, he requesting me to do kirtan. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jadavaya Namah Disham. Especially Sirupa Manjari Pada Seymour Asampada Seymour Jivaner Jivana. This is. Anyone tells that he did not preach Raganuga Bhakti? What will be the greatest kirtan more than this? Sirupa Manjari Pada Seymour Asampada Seymour Jivana Marana. There is no best kirtan of ragatmika. What to tell of raganuga? There is four difference between ragatmika bhakti and raganuga. Raganuga is sadhan bhakti. Ragatna is not sadhan bhakti. It is only in Braja, Golok Vrindavan, not here in this world. But we may be qualified for this. Swamiji has only come for this day. That from Vaidhi Bhakti we will grow up,
and we will go in sadhana bhakti, and from bhava bhakti, and from there we will go to prema bhakti. He had not come only to clear the jungles, and not only Harinam, but Harinam, they should realize what is Harinam. Not without any rush, attachment, but with attachment and with so much a rush that in whole life they cannot leave Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. More and more with taste they should. Now we are chanting and remembering Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but there will be so very rare devotees there who will have taste in this. And if any taste will come, then he cannot leave Krishna. They will go, their devotion will go up and up, and it will come to bhava bhakti, and after that it will come to Krishna. So, Swami has not come only to clear the jungles and thorns. He has come to give this thing. But he got very little time, and when he was going to give, Krishna called him, that your mara kaam ho gaya hai.
Your work is finished.
Your work.
Task.
Task.
Yes, I had been stopped. So come on, come on. You should start me here with Radhika. So he called him. In the last breath, when he was last taking breath, he called me. And I don't know why he told me that, excuse what I have done wrong. I told you, you have not done wrong anything. I have done some wrong, I know. To preach something in Western countries, I told that my brothers doing nothing, only taking their meals and sleeping and living in Vrindavan. I have told this. only to give inspiration in my devotees who don't know ABCD of bhakti. So I have told like this. But I know that they are so much qualified. If they were not qualified, then why I took sannyas from Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj? I respected Siddhar Swami. Why I respected them as my Gurudev? If they are not superior to me, they were superior to me. So I respected them. So you should excuse and tell our Guru, our God brothers, that they should also excuse me for that. I told that it is not a fault, not aparad, offense. You have done for preaching and to teach your disciples. So it is not anything to be excused. You have done marvelous thing. Whole Gaudiya Vaishnava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, all are pleased with you by this miracle you have done in Western countries. That the flesh taking, wine taking persons like beasts, and you have turned in good devotees. So you are so much
proud,
please. Proud also, and so much rini, debted to you for this work. He told me, ordered me that you should do my rest works, my samadhi, you know, after leaving this body, samadhi, virahutsav, and I'm telling you that you should also teach my devotees to grow up in bhakti, so that they may not be in the same level that I have kept it. I told him that I have to say something to your disciples. He at once called all his senior devotees. Tamal Krishna was at that time, Prabhu, I was the secretary perhaps at that time. And
Bhavananda, Jayapataka, Bhagwan Das, Hansadut, so many Brahmananda, you know? Brahmananda. So many, about hundreds of disciples. They came. And I told that he will not die. You should not think him that he will die. He will come in our Guru Parampara forever. So when he will go, you will see that he is not there in this prithvi. In this world, in this planet, then you will quarrel each other. And you will do that, not giving any respect to any Vaishnava. So I am telling you all, he told that you should patiently hear and have a record for this. I told them, you should not quarrel among them. You should come in a line of Swamiji to fulfill his this task for which he has come to this world. And try to develop these things. If you quarrel, like Raghunath Das Goswami has told, if you want to do bhakti, then respect all the Vaishnavas, gurus, those who live in Dham, Vrindavan Dham, whether they are not devotees, Brahmins, other than Brahmins. Gurau Goshte, Goshthalesu, Sujana, Subhosuru Ganu, Sada Dambham Hitva Kurum Ratim Apurvam Atitaram Ae Bhrata. He has told. We should obey these principles. These principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This principle is of our Guru Parampara. This principle of Swamiji. Swami has never told anyone that you should disrespect to any Vaishnava. If you want bhakti, we should give respect to Vaishnava. Gurudev is also Vaishnava. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has told. Rupa Goswami is also Siksha Guru. Krishna is our Siksha Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Siksha Guru. Nityananda Prabhu is Siksha Guru. So Siksha Guru is not less than Diksha Guru. You should try to understand all these times. Diksha Guru is not less than Siksha Guru, and Diksha Guru is not less than Siksha Guru. Both are equal if they are qualified. And if they are not qualified, Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru, then they are not Guru. If Diksha Guru is not giving any proper honor to Vaishnavas, then he is not even a devotee. His name should be cut from there. So we should try to give honor to what to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followers. Even to the followers of Ramanuj, those who are serving Lakshmi Narayan, Dwarkadhish, Ramachandra, but not like same as Krishna Aikantik Bhakta. We should honor, give honor to the devotees of Krishna, who are chanting, remembering or doing. But we should try to know the
gradations.
If anyone is serving Krishna, and if anyone is serving Radha and Krishna conjugal, who will be given more honor? Who? Not understand?
Yeah.
If anyone serving only Krishna, and another is serving Radha Krishna conjugal, and anyone very, very dear and near to Srimati Radhika, in three gradations, who is so superior? Can you decide?
Yeah.
Who?
That's the one.
We should know.
Then the one serving Radha Krishna.
Yes.
Then the one serving.
So, let's try to understand these gradations. Otherwise we will see that Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ordinary Bhaksa, Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Ramanuj Bhakta, Durga Bhakta, all are the same. No? So we should differentiate. A Kanishta Vaishnava cannot differentiate these things. So our Gurus has not come only to tell that you should always be third class Kanishta Vaishnava. No? We should hear all these things and try to develop our this bhakti so that we can clearly understand who is Kanishta Vaishnava, who is Madhyam Vaishnava, and who is
Uttam
Vaishnava. Who are also conditioned soul, or who are above this. Though Srivas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit and all had come to this world, they are not conditioned soul and sadhan siddha. They are the parikara of Krishna. Who is Brahma? Who is Prahlad Maharaj? In Gaur Leela, Haridas Thakur was Prahlad Maharaj. No?
Rama.
And also Brahma.
Rama.
Both. But who was Rupa Goswami? But in this Leela, Rupa Goswami Pad used to take the feet of dust of Haridas Thakur. No? Srivas Pandit also. But Rupa Goswami is so far superior than them. We should know all these things. Who preached more heartly things in this world of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Rupa Goswami or Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur spread Hare Krishna, and he was Namacharya. But the soul of life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. You know, he had presented us, given us Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani, and all the books which were hearts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how can we know all these things without any good association? If any is banning on this, that you should not go to qualified Vaishnavas, how we can go up? Only chanting will not do. Chanting in the guidance of any good Vaishnava can take us there. Otherwise, Mayavadi also they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They also do. What is the difference between pure devotees and them? If anyone take Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, no good association, no association of Rasik or Tattvaga Vaishnava, they will only go to Vaikunth. They may not go there. If you will chant Harinam, Harinam, in the guidance of a Rupa Goswami lying, in no time you will realize something. And heart will be, heart will taste that name. They are calling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. No? But they are telling that here Hare means Hari, Krishna is Krishna, who Krishna, who took birth in Mathura, Vasudeva Krishna, and Ram is just Ajodhya Ram.
Or Balaram.
And some are telling that here Krishna and Balaram. And they are Hari, three names. Or Guru Parampara has not given this idea. Or Guru Parampara has given idea. First they should tell Hare Krishna Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Three are one. Krishna is Hari, Krishna is Ram. No? Any devotees cannot worship two gods or two manifestations of Krishna. Bhakti will be ruined. So only Krishna, when he takes all our sins, offenses and everything, then he becomes Hari. After that he gives a very slight darshan as he gets to Narad, flesh, very, as a moment darshan. He gets, as a Narad, then he disappeared. Narad began to weep. Then he told, by this body you cannot have darshan. This body cannot bear this separation or meeting of Krishna. So, after this, leaving this body, when you will have your Siddha Deh of Vaikuntha, Sachidanandamaya Sharir, then you can realize me. And then you will not die again. And you will never come to as a conditioned soul. So, when Krishna, every offenses and sins goes away, then Krishna gives his sweet darshan and takes our mind, takes our hearts. So he is Hari. And he lives everywhere. So he is Ram. In every heart. Without Krishna, we cannot live a moment. But our Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, told that here Hare is not Hari. Hare means Hara from Hara. Radhika is Hara. Because he takes the mind and heart of, he stalls the heart of Krishna. So he is Hara. And Hara, from in Sambodhan, in calling anyone, it becomes Hare. So Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna. And here Ram, playing with Radhika, is Ram. Krishna is there. In Rasa he becomes Ram. So here Ram is also Krishna, Radha Raman Ram. And each word, each letter has so many good words. There are 32
meaning
syllables.
And then 16 name and 8 pairs and 1 in a group. Separation and meeting both. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram meeting. Conjugal. And Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare in separation. That tested so many things. So with this test, if you will take chant Hari name and hear Hari Katha from superiors, then all things will come. And we can never give up Harinam and grow up of it. So, Vishnu, kitna? 1 hour ho gaya? It has come right. So, there are so many things that Swamiji wanted to give you all, but he went away. And after that, anyone cannot give you. So, perhaps he has called me to give some things to you all, so that you make be qualified in this and never give up Krishna and always hearing Hari Katha. In Gita he has written so many things in his explanation, but at that time there were very rare devotees to understand hard things. So he did not wrote in them something, he wrote in another way. Because they will not understand. So you should try to develop your bhakti so that you can take everything from Swamiji. He has written so many things in his books. But rare are to understand and to give to all. So our Guru Parampara, Krishna and Srimati Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu has perhaps called me here, and if I will give something to you, I will help you, then I will see that I am successful in this tool. I pray them all that to bestow their mercies to me, so that I may tell, may express my all these things to you. At first I was so much fearing, that I have no language to give anything. My language is so poor. I am so deenhin, like Trinadapi. I cannot express these things to you. But you are so qualified that if I will tell word and turn in English language, but yet you can understand. And you should always help me as you are helping. He is singing so good kirtan. What's your name?
Suparnadas.
Huh? Suparnadas. Very good. You are disciple of? Very good. I like them all. I want to help you all. Without any gain. Without any gain. You?
I am a Siksha disciple.
Very good. You are doing so much. What's your name?
Vijay.
Very good. I know him. Where is your wife? Have come? Oh.
This is my godbrother, Janardhan.
What name?
Janardhan.
From here?
From Birmingham. He
has come.
And his wife.
You have come also from Birmingham?
Yes.
And I know Navdeep Prabhu so much. He is my right hand now. And Vrinda and Vajnath Prabhu, what to tell them, they have ducked me here. I was penniless person. Never I can have a dream that I will go. And I never wanted that I will give up Vrindavan and I will come here. But I think that I have come to Vrindavan, in Vrinda. And Brajanath is in Vrindavan also. Tung Vidya is two Tung Vidyas. So marvelous Vrindavan Vilashini. All Kundalata. So many. I'm so happy to come here. I'm thinking that I'm still in Vrindavan. I'm never out of Vrindavan. I pray you all that you should give your company so that we may control and give energy to them, give impression to that those have left ISKCON, but even they are chanting Hari name and doing so. We should track. All, we should try to call all devotees and who are in Kanishtha Vaishnava also,
and
those who are Madhyam and those who are every student we call, and we should embrace them, give them respiration. If a man is superior, he has so much mercy for them who are juniors. No envy at all. You should not never think any envy. If anyone do anything to us, we should be Haridas and Prahlad Maharaj. Thus we can preach this name to everywhere. Today, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Gaur Premananda, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Sachinandana Gaur Hari ki jai, Radha Krishna ki jai, Gaur Premananda. Yes. You should all where I will go, if no koi badha vighna na ho, then you should meet me everywhere where I will go to Krishna. With four madangs we could go, and like Swamiji's Nagar Kirtan doing Hari Bol doing Hare Krishna, no? Again with the same inspiration, same enthusiasm. Now it is 12 perhaps. You should also give bhog and do arti and dek prasadam. In evening perhaps, where we will go, Brajnath Prabhu? Used to hear my kirtan. Especially Swamiji and my Gurudev used to call me for doing sweet kirtans. But now I am embellished.
Sing something.
But when I am seeing you, I have inspiration to sing Hare Krishna.
Thank you.